Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
How is everybody? Great. Oh, that's great. Okay, I'm going down the audience right now and see if that's true. We'll find out. Nora is here. I didn't think you were going to make it, dear. My daughter Nora is here with her friend Nikita. Isn't that nice? We're old and a little late, probably suffering from tattoo damage. She got a tattoo yesterday.
Is it your name on her elbow?
No.
Dad.
It says like this space available or something. I don't know what it is. You okay though?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's see. Steve Rubin is a gas producer. Well, I got that same problem. So. Baking soda works for me. A little baking soda and water. Steve? Is that you, Steve? Oh, there's Steve. Okay. Yeah. Is Charleston, West Virginia. My Jewish wife doesn't let me ask questions. Does yours? Jewish wife? Jesus? I have to ask questions for a living. You know, it's the only thing. So she doesn't mind that because it brings in the bucks. You know what I'm saying? Is that you, Steve? You are actually a gas producer.
Yes.
Well, come on, he sounds like an interesting guy. Let's not just do this long distance. Steve Rubin from Charleston, West Virginia, gas producer. Are you in fracking?
Yes.
You frack? Excuse me, I have to talk to you. It's okay. You guys having fun so far?
Yeah, sure.
What do you like best about the show?
Music.
The music, good. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah.
But you're having a great time, aren't you?
Yeah.
What would be the highlight of coming here for you, do you think?
Hanging with my brother.
Hanging with your brother is a good thing. And you feel the same way?
Yep.
Nice to get the young people in here. It's such a draw. Anything you want to add to that assessment?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay. Stand up here, Mountaineer. Here's Steve Rubin. He's a Mountaineer. And you say you're my Jewish wife, but you're Jewish too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes.
So why is that worth noting that your wife would... That's usually the way it works, unfortunately. You know. But
not in West Virginia.
No, not in West Virginia. So you must have had to scour the hills and the hollers for one, huh?
Went to Kentucky.
That was the closest you could find one.
That's
Kentucky.
That's about it. That's about it.
Oh, that's cool. That's good. I'm glad. How many years now?
26.
6 years, yeah. Yes. And you're still not allowed to ask a question?
No, not at all. Or answer a question.
Well, then who does all the questioning and answering?
You're looking at her.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can... Let me talk to her then, because there's no point in talking to you. What can you say then? Got to get you to stand up there. Your name is?
Sharon
Rubin. Who handles all the public discourse. Is that true or is that...
No, it is not true at all.
Is it a gross exaggeration?
A gross exaggeration, yes.
Why would he even say something like that?
He's funny. He has a good sense of humor.
He thinks he's funny.
He thinks he's funny.
But, you know, all gas producers think they're funny. That gets pretty old after a while.
I guess so.
And did you still remember that the first moment you met in Kentucky?
We met, yes, I sure do. I was thinking of Dallas and the whole... You know, oil and gas thing, it's not quite like that.
No. How was it? What was it quite like?
It's in the middle of nowhere. And
no, but I mean when you first laid eyes on Steve Rubin.
It was quick. We only dated for 5 weeks. And
because there wasn't a lot to choose from, probably, on your end of things.
You have to import Jewish girls to West Virginia.
5 weeks and then you married?
We got engaged.
Oh, you got engaged. And then how long before you actually...
3 months.
Why the rush? Why the rush? Did you think that this is the best? Steve Rubin was the best you're going to run into? Or no offense. I mean, he seems like a nice guy and everything.
Yeah, he was the greatest.
You ever think I should have waited another couple of weeks or something? Or see what comes along?
No.
Never. Well, you know, we have something for you for being for the Rubins here and for your husband who feels he has no voice, but that's okay. What do we have for the Rubins? Sarah?
How about a sturdy mug or two from East Lansing's Jazz at Wharton Center?
Whoa. That's something you don't get every day. Okay. Excuse me. I'm going to go back through here again now. I got to go back to my big fan club here. Fan club. Are you here for the band? Band is good. Glad you're here, I think. And anything else you want to say before I... Things going pretty good. You're in Elkhorn, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, nice talking to you anyhow. What about those kids? And what about the Rubens? All right. And Kies, right? Like pies, it says here. Yeah, and Kies like pies. She's in financial services. Have you ever had Bailey's out of a shoe? Do you have a shoe? Do you have Bailey's?
I didn't bring it with me, but...
You didn't bring which? The shoe or the Bailey's? Bailey's cream we're talking about here? Yeah.
Yes, Bailey's cream.
Bailey's creamy Bailey's.
Creamy's Bailey.
Why would you have it out of a shoe?
So exotic.
Is it on the foot while you're drinking it, or are you...
Well, that sounds even better, doesn't it?
Are you aware of the...
No, not till just now.
First time you've heard of this?
I don't even know her.
So it wasn't this shoe here, these rather large, whatever they are, loafers.
No, it wasn't that shoe. I'm thinking the high heel shoe.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. I'm going to move on, you know. This can't end good. That's what I'm thinking. Are you Abigail? Oh, Abigail. All right. Come on, make some sense out of this row here. Can I get you to stand up just a second here? From Boston, Abigail Showalter, is it?
Showalter.
Showalter is pretty close.
Yeah.
Abigail. Abigail. And you're at Ohio State. What are you doing here?
They live here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Who are they?
They're my aunt and uncle.
Oh, your aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
Did you know about her and this shoe with the Bailey's?
I introduced her to it, actually. I did.
Isn't that a big thing at OSU?
Yeah, we do it all the time. Every Friday night, Bailey's out of a shoe.
Is it always the same shoe? Is it?
No, we just pass it around. It's whoever's shoe's the biggest.
Okay, go Buckeyes. That's why they're Buckeyed after all that. I don't know. What do you know about Old Greg? I don't know. What?
So Old Greg was the original sketch from a British TV show. And they brought it to the BBC, made a series out of it. And his thing was he lived in a lake, and he had a tutu and green hair and seaweed for hair. And what he did was he would say his name is Old Greg, and he would drink Bailey's out of a shoe. So that's where the Bailey's out of a shoe comes from.
More than I ever wanted to know that.
No.
That
comes from.
And so then that at OSU, that somehow that hit Ohio State, and just swept the campus.
It did. Yeah. They just every weekend at all the frats.
Thank you, Abigail, for clarifying that. Clarifying that muddy beginning. So, there you have it. How are we doing time-wise? We got a little time yet? Do we? Yeah? I don't want you to blow that horn on me because I lose a year of life every time. Okay, well, here. Tanner Engbertson from Lancaster, Wisconsin. What? That's what I said. You just said it faster, that's all. Okay, Tanner, stand up here, Tanner. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Are you related to the guy who's playing today, Trapper? Trapper Tanner, I would think.
Somehow, probably.
You think Isaiah would have to be related or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you say your name?
Engbretson.
No, I mean the Tanner part. You're in Lancaster?
Close. No, I'm in Madison.
I know you're in Madison now, but that's where you're from?
Yes.
It says you are a scholar here. What are you scholastically? What are you studying?
I'm studying computer science.
And how do you find it?
Great.
If this doesn't work out, do you have anything to fall back on?
No, not really.
Before computer science, was there something that you were seriously considering?
No.
In school, in high school, what would you like to, what were your interests?
I like computers.
Okay. Well, consistent then. You want to ask your question? Because I don't.
No, I think you better take care of it.
No, I think you... So, this is so Tanner.
All right. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Okay. Thank you and good night. And good luck to you in your studies. Oh. Also, why can't you afford pencils with erasers, he asked. Like you'd want to erase that, you know, once you wrote that down. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. Chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous and having gone to school and had an education. There's all the stuff you should have learned in school. Before we have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. That's right. It's time for the four disclaimers. Would you want to meet me here at the aisle because I can't get to you? And we'll find out if you qualify. This is where it gets good. This part. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are?
Lynn Lancer.
Lynn Lancer from?
Originally from Milwaukee, but I live in Green Bay.
Okay. Lynn, you want to be on?
The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, resolved that Parks and Rec is more socially useful than a vice presidential debate. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. This is it. This is the big money, the What Do You Know quiz. I don't see a lot of enthusiasm, but we could certainly try to generate some, but I don't see how. All right. Looks like you guys are the only ones raising your hands now. How are we going to decide which one of you should have this opportunity? This could be a life changer, is what I'm trying to tell you. Excuse me. So I get down here. No. You guys know each other and all that?
Yeah, he's my friend. Because we're not twins, because we don't look alike. He's homeschooled, so he obviously knows a lot more than me. He's in, like, 12th grade math or something. 12th?
Yeah, at home.
Do you like your teacher?
Well, that's my teacher right there. So, yes, I like my teacher.
You guys work it out.
Yeah.
How are you going to decide which one? What's the best
arm wrestle.
Oh, come on.
With the right arm. With the right arm.
With the arm wrestle with the right arm, we'll decide this. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Set up the little thing there on the seat. We're doing an arm wrestle here with the right arm only.
Ready?
All right. Oh, man, this is close. It's close so far. Okay. This is a standoff. This could take a while, so we're just going to... I don't know if we're going to get a winner here within our time allotment.
Oh, you guys. I have to scrape the McKeebler elf, but...
That should be enough in this case.
Yeah, I'm smarter than...
He's just concentrating.
I would be smarter not to do this.
No one's yielding an inch. This has been the most vertical arm wrestling I've ever seen.
Dane, have you been on radio before?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, I've been an announcer for one thing, but then they kicked me off. I did a good job, but...
It's like your whole life is passing in front of you during this arm. It's kind of sweet, but one of you guys needs to win.
Hey, are you looking for some insight out of me?
Oh, God. Oh, we have a winner. Nice going.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you.
You are?
Dane.
Dane?
Yes.
Come on up, Dane. You won it fair and square. Good work, though, man. It was quite a fight. All right, come on up. Let's come up this way here, Dean. I'll get you up there. Do you usually beat him, or how does that work usually?
You see, he's left-handed, so that's why I specified right arm.
Oh, that was unfair then. Unbelievable. We should have a do-over, but we don't have the time, so have a seat there. Dane.
Yes.
Got a last name? You just go by the one?
Or... Nichols.
Dane Nichols, how are you? And where are you from, Dane?
Oregon, Wisconsin.
From Oregon, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Oregon, Wisconsin. Yes, Oregon. Doesn't usually get applause, but it deserves to in this case. And your buddy is?
Johnny.
Johnny. Is he a neighbor? Or?
Not really. He lives in the town, but yeah, not a neighbor.
Yeah. Best friend? Is he your best friend?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You should do it with the other hand next time.
Yes, we should.
If this comes up again.
Yeah.
In fairness. And where do you go to school? In Oregon High School?
No.
Oh, you're at home. That's right. You're
home
school.
Mm-hmm. He goes to Oregon Middle School.
The middle school. Yeah. Okay. And is it a good social life at your school?
Well, I have.
Are you seeing anybody? Or
no. Well, my mom's home every day, but yeah. That's not a very serious relationship. So.
No. Okay. Probably better that way. And your dad is your teacher for the most part?
Yes, he's my teacher.
And your dad's name is
Chad.
Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Chad and Dane. And is he strong in all areas?
Yeah, I guess
he is?
So.
Is he as good in math as he is in history, as he is in chemistry, as he is in?
Oh yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has no weakness.
I
mean, it's rare when you find an individual who can teach all subjects equally well.
Well,
and at a high level.
I did reach a chapter in math once where he was very bewildered. He had to read it himself first and twice over before he taught it to me.
Quadratics? Was it quadratics?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man is always a good answer. I like that. I like that about you, Dane. Well, that's terrific. And then will you continue throughout high school and
in
college?
High school, I'll probably go. I'm going to go back into public school.
You are?
For high school.
Okay. All right. And you're probably ahead of people like Johnny. Are you ahead of Johnny? And...
Yeah, I get good grades. Common sense, I'm a little bit lacking, though.
So your dad can't do that, too? What's the matter with it? You can do that and not worry about so much the subjects now. Okay, Dane, someone out there plays along with you. You know how this works? Have you heard this?
I have never heard this show.
Never heard the show?
My dad convinced me to come. So.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad he did. This is part of the education. You get credit for this.
Wow.
And someone out there will answer a qualifying question, play along with you in the quiz, then you cooperate and answer various questions, and you get 3 right out of 5. Basically, you win a bunch of useless stuff.
All right.
Okay, cool. All right, Sarah, and what are those categories? Oh, no, I got to ask the qualifying question.
Right.
Thank you for telling me that. Mm-hmm. Okay, qualifying question. I just said that. Okay, here we go. A planet in the constellation Cancer has just been discovered. It's some 40 light years away, twice the size of Earth, and made of what? Which is what makes the story, really, what this planet actually is composed of. That's 2 times the size of Earth, 40 light years away in Cancer. If you know, give us a call at...
Well, if people want to play, they're going to call 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WAC-NOW.
Thank you, Sarah. Mm-hmm. The phones right now. Here is Elaine in Columbus. Hey, Elaine in Columbus.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, you?
Well, thank you.
Good. Did you hear about this planet in Cancer, 40 light years away, made out of something?
No, not really.
Just call and say hello, or?
I'm actually trying to think what would be an interesting item for it to be made of.
That's probably a good idea. Maybe beforehand you might have thought of that.
I known the question?
Yes, well, I usually wait for those. Any idea, Elaine?
No.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye. Barry's online from Milan, Tennessee. Or is it Milan?
How are you doing, Mike?
Milan, Tennessee, right?
You're right. Milan, Tennessee. How are you?
And it's Milan, Italy, too, I guess. I understand.
That's Milan. Milan.
Okay. Good. What's up, Barry? Anything going on?
We homeschool our daughter, so we have to win this so I can have that connection with the young
people. Oh, that'd be very good. Did you hear about this planet then?
Say it again, Michael.
Yeah, the planet Cancer, 40 light years away, a constellation twice the size of Earth, made of an unusual substance, they've determined. this planet made of an unusual substance, Barry?
I think it was gold dust. Was that it?
No, sorry. Not it, Bear. Thanks, though.
Oh, I went to work every day. My wife did the homeschooling. Sorry.
That's okay. Thank you, though. Here's Irma in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hey, Irma.
Yes?
Did you read about this, Irma?
Yes, I heard it on TV.
Okay, and what is it?
Diamond.
Made of diamond. A planet made of diamond. That's pretty darn cool. But where would you get a setting big enough is the only problem.
I don't know. Liz Taylor's not around to find out.
That's right. And Irma, what do you do there in Erie?
I'm retired.
You are? What'd you retire from?
Union business agent.
Okay. And are you enjoying your retirement?
Very much so.
Yeah? What are you doing with your time?
Making hamburgers for my son.
Really? It's full-time job?
No, it's part-time.
He's a big eater. He's a big eater. Irma, this is Dane.
Hi, Dane.
Hi.
Very smart young man, so you got a good partner here.
Oh, good.
Okay, two of you work together, Dane and Irma. And what categories do we have?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Irma, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Odds and ends.
So now you work for your son, is that what you're saying?
No. No, I just help him.
Oh, you help him out. Vegetarians can catch a pot-like high. A marijuana-like high from one of the following in their diet. Is it the salad dressing, the mung beans, or the tahini?
I'm vegetarian, so I should know this. But
oh.
Yeah, so you can avoid
good,
this.
I'm clueless.
Yeah.
I've been eating all the wrong food, I guess.
Yeah. Right. What haven't you
been? Hey, now. That's why we have you at home, young man.
Mung beans, tahini, and... the other one?
Mung beans, salad dressing was the first one.
Oh, well, that's kind of generic. I'd go with one of the other two.
All I've heard is that, like, bath soaps can make babies test positive for marijuana. That's all I know about it.
It's not the same question at all.
Yeah, I know.
But,
I want to see your curriculum, and I want to see it now.
Okay, how about tahini?
Yeah, sure, let's go with that.
It's a salad dressing.
Aww.
There are chemicals in the vegetable oil that apparently metabolize into a cannabis-like high. In fact, they're called endocannabinoids.
I eat salad dressing. I don't get high.
I don't know. You're laughing a lot, Irma.
I know. Yeah. Hamburger.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that would be...
That would be zero right and one wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
We have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school. Had you been paying attention?
Dane.
Or science?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Dane, I'm sorry. What would you like?
Oh, current events.
Current events, right out of the news. Yes, it is. People don't die in their apartments because they don't have insurance. Who said it? People don't die in their apartments because they don't have insurance.
I thought I'd do just perfectly fine because I watched The Daily Show. I guess that is
not. So do I.
Who said that? In the news... well-known individual.
Well-known individual.
Possibly running for an office of some sort.
Mitt Romney.
Oh. Irma, what do you think?
Oh, I'm going with him.
Yes, Mitt Romney said that. You know, we're not quite sure what he meant, but apparently it doesn't matter.
That's one right and one wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
We have people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or science.
Irma?
People, places.
Well, they're two different things.
Oh, people.
People, and then there's places. You want people? Yes.
Is that good for you, Dane?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good for you.
Okay.
The average tailgate lasts 7 hours, 3 hours, and 11 minutes, or 79 minutes, according to Timex. The Timex guy comes to every tailgate. And,
this is people?
Okay. Yeah, this is people. Okay. I don't know why, but it is.
Okay. The average tailgate.
7 hours, 3 hours, 11 minutes, 79 minutes.
I think 79 minutes.
79 minutes is right, yes.
Yay,
unless
yay.
You object. Irma? Okay.
The score is 2 right and 1 wrong.
That leaves...
The categories remaining are places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or science.
Okay. So I guess it's up to you, Dane.
Things I would have learned in school had I been paying attention.
Had you been attending, really. Good,
yeah.
Okay, let's see what you missed. Why don't plane windows roll down? Asks young Mitt Romney of Salt Lake City. Well, I don't. Plane windows roll down.
So the pressure, you have to maintain the pressure in the plane.
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
And it would suck you out into space?
Yeah. No.
Is that what you're saying?
What she said.
Okay. Because then the pressurized cabin air would rush out, and then the 60 below air, thin air would rush in, and you'd all die. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly it. You won the quiz. Holy cow. Sarah, what have they won?
They have won. Well, Dane, you'll jumpstart your day with a full and satisfying steep and brew breakfast blend and continue the good coffee vibe with smooth Costa Rican terrazzo, precision roasted in Madison by Steep and Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. Irma, you can provide your family and guests with a hygienic way to dry their hands with a durable and attractive hand towel dispenser from TorqueHome.com. And each of you can get Dairyland clean with a bar of handmade What Do You Smell soap, uniting the Wisconsin scents of sweet clover, pink clay, and sharp cheddar from the Screaming Porch Gift Company, and enjoy loads of good, clean fun playing the What Do You Know party game, including the washable Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Oh, thank you.
Good work. Share it with Johnny. But you got to share what you are with Johnny. Yeah, you go back down there. Thanks. Hang on, Irma. Make sure you get that.
Wish you could laugh with Michael every day? You can. Follow Michael on Twitter. That's @MyFeldman. Or come join the fun on the What Do You Know Facebook page. Michael and the gang head to the Red River Valley for a live What Do You Know show from the Festival Concert Hall on the North Dakota State University campus in Fargo on October 20th. Our special guest will be Kristen Rudrud, better known as Gene Lundgren from the movie Fargo. Tickets available now by calling 701-231-7969 or following the links at notmuch.com. Tickets are still available for What Do You Know shows in Madison on November 10th and 17th at the Monona Terrace. Call 608-262-2201 or go to notmuch.com for tickets. Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, that's Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer, International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.